Hello. P is for pivot. Our topic today for entrepreneurship is pivot. Knowing when and how to pivot. And this particular topic really hit home for me. And I'll share all of that with you in this episode. But to pivot is to change your strategy without changing your vision. That's a very important quote. Let me say it again. A pivot is a change in strategy without a change in vision. There's the vision is something that should be solid and firm as to what you're trying to accomplish or the why behind what you're trying to accomplish. The strategy actually is the what and the how. So think of it that way. Your why should stay the same, but your what and your how, you should be flexible. You want to be flexible. And all of that to say that as you are measuring, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, you can't improve what you don't measure. So I'm assuming at this point you are measuring your progress. You are measuring your KPIs. We just talked about KPIs, key performance indicators. And quarterly, I like to use the quarterly, or maybe you want to do it 3 times a year. Just stopping and evaluating your performance and your progress, your productivity towards your ultimate vision. And I like this whole concept because it can be very simple. You ask yourself, A, are my activities creating value? In other words, are they moving me toward my goal, that performance and the productivity? Or are they a form of wasted time? Again, sometimes, especially as entrepreneurs, you find yourself super busy, but that doesn't mean you're super productive. And nor is what you're doing revenue generating. So you have to cut back often. Often I've repeatedly had to rein myself back. But this is the one point that I really wanted to also emphasize in this particular episode. I've also had to really be honest with myself when there were activities that I was trying to or intentionally avoiding because I didn't enjoy them. They weren't high on my list. In my mind, mentally, they did not provide value. I shouldn't say they didn't provide value. They didn't provide satisfaction. I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't enjoy doing them. But what I had to do, and this is where the discipline as an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to discipline and chastise yourself mentally, and really point out, you're doing this for the wrong reason. And a prime example I'm going to give is social media. There are certain social media platforms I don't like. And a lot of you may come from that, can relate to that, this particular topic. There's a couple of platforms that I do like. And there's a couple that I don't like. And I can give you a couple of different reasons why I don't like them. But here is the reality check for me. My customers like those platforms. They're on those platforms. And they make buying determination from those platforms. So me not being on them is hurting me, myself, my vision, my performance and output. And so regardless of what I like or don't like or what I use or don't use, I have to reevaluate. I've got to spend time on those platforms. I've got to establish myself on those platforms. And I'll break it down for you just to show you how big of a revelation this was for me. I prefer Instagram. At one time I was a big person on TikTok. And I'm sorry. let me rephrase it. I have always been a fan of Instagram, and what I meant to say was Twitter was my second favorite. What I avoided was Facebook and most recently TikTok. I actually didn't even have an account there. I've been told for quite a while, you need a TikTok account. I've been told and people would say, oh, I didn't see your Instagram. I'm on Facebook. So I knew better, but I avoided it because I didn't like it. But most recently, I did an evaluation, did a bit of a pivot, and made a concerted effort to put things on those other platforms, and I saw results. So oftentimes, we are wondering why we aren't seeing results. We're reading and seeing other people getting results. But in fact, we're holding ourselves back. It's not that they have some extra luck on their side. They've been willing to go where we've been holding ourselves back. So sometimes a pivot isn't necessarily the option that's in front of us. It's the option that we eliminated because of our own personal preferences. And so I found myself oftentimes trying to tweak Instagram or to tweet Twitter at the time and make those work for me, when in fact, the real pivot was to make a U-turn and revisit Facebook and TikTok. And so that pivot doesn't always look like a fork in the road. It sometimes looks like a full U-turn. So ask yourself, challenge yourself, what did you leave or eliminate or say you weren't going to do? And sometimes you need friends or family or other colleagues or even customers to hold up a mirror and remind you, what are the things that you have decided you weren't going to do? And yet those things are the key to taking your performance and productivity and exposure to your customers to the next level. So, marinate on that topic for today. Thanks for listening. Bye.